Awena bize wali wakari ya mavava wali kwetati nangwa masaka ya viyari midiasi ya mavava umomuine asa perela muna kawanani ufumo ka grade 7
23 hours
praise our police patrols for improved security. Kasokota residents thank government for early pesticide distribution. And in African news, the Burkina Faso junta orders the dissolution of all political parties. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Mufurila's Kankoyo area have commended the Zambia police for embarking on daily and night patrols, saying the initiative has helped to reduce crime and improve safety in the area. The residents say the patrols have led to a noticeable decline in criminal activities and have enhanced the security, especially during the night. They add that they can now move freely at night without fear of being attacked or robbed by criminal gangs that had recently been terrorizing the area.
Security is a good thing. Bank will be more cool. Back to start. Number Paris, no, still swam by my patrols. At least you see.
But I knew more about Baba Police. Baba Patrols, but it's better for me. Kabiri Marimana Kavavantu of Minukadi have some station on the way. But here, Bank of Mukama Patrols.
Residents of Kasokota in Mukushi district have expressed their gratitude to government through the Minister of Agriculture for the early distribution of pesticides in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Kritesha Sali Tabisha says the timely intervention has helped to protect farmers' fields from armyworms, which could have caused a significant damage. Mr. Litabisha has praised the ministry's efforts, noting that the early distribution of pesticides will go a long way in ensuring a good harvest for farmers in the area. The Alliance for Accountability Advocates of Zambia, AAAZ, has commended government for sharing information on the release of over 5.1 billion kwacha, representing 94% of the allocation, with 86% utilization recorded by December 2025. AAAZ Communications Officer Melbourne Mushutu says while the national figures on projects, bursaries and empowerment programs are helpful, more clarity is needed at constituency level. Ms. Mushutu noted that the update did not include a full breakdown for all 156 constituencies, showing allocations, expenditure and specific project implemented. Information, she says, would help improve transparency and public understanding.
AAAZ welcomes these efforts aimed at improving access to essential services, particularly water and sanitation, which remain critical challenges in many parts of Zambia. While the information shared is useful at a national level, AAAZ would like to request additional clarity to help citizens better understand how these resources are being applied on the ground. In particular, the updates did not include a full constituency by constituency breakdown for all 156 constituencies, showing how much funding each constituency received, how much was spent, and which specific projects were implemented. Only a few constituencies were mentioned as having achieved full utilization, leaving many citizens interested in knowing how implementation has progressed in their areas.
In a related development, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has released 100 million kwacha as the initial allocation for bursaries under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund, aimed at supporting vulnerable learners across the country. The funds translate to 641,000 kwacha per constituency and have already been deposited into respective CDF accounts to support learners in secondary schools, colleges and tertiary institutions. The ministry says the money will be used to settle outstanding and current bursary commitments, ensuring that learners are not disrupted due to unpaid school fees. Since the reintroduction of CDF bursaries between 2022 and 2025, government has supported over 131,000 secondary school learners, while nearly 200,000 beneficiaries have accessed the skills development support. And speaking on the matter, Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Liseli Kanyanga says government remains committed to prudent management of CDF resources and expanding access to education for vulnerable households.
So this translates into about 641,000 kwacha per constituency. This is to ensure that there is continuity. So these resources are going to go to our vulnerable learners, those in secondary schools, in colleges, as well as those pretty much attending tertiary education. So this allocation of funds is to ensure that those that are currently in schools are catered for. These are the current balances, as well as to offset any other outstanding payments to ensure continuity for our learners.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, tocaco. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wabula.